Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Friday, October 24th. We're back.
It's Friday.
Are you ready to talk for an hour?
Always.
I know. I barely say a word till we get here, you know. Nobody to talk to until I get here. Then I'm off on a roll.
So it's good to have the show. Fortunately, I like to talk.
Yeah, I know. So good thing we have the show. It sort of like it gives us an outlet in the morning, if you will.
So no one has to listen to us directly.
Exactly.
Not unless they want to.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, and we're happy, as you probably know, our favorite day here at the show. And because it's the end of the week, I guess. So we're not that unique.
No, I think everyone likes Fridays.
Yeah.
Unless your week starts on a Wednesday. Then.
Exactly. If
you don't like
if you don't get the weekend off,
yeah.
Right? I know. That sucks, man. I remember I used to have to work weekends, and that sucks. You know, I mean, I still kind of do, but, you know, but it's not. It's not the same. I mean, I can still go and do my things and stuff,
right.
You know.
Yeah, I've changed my schedule around a lot over the past couple months. And, I mean, I remember the first, like, 7-8 months I was in L.A., I worked 7 days a week and 12 hours a day.
Wow.
That was just... Now I don't work as much.
Good.
I'm living my life a little bit more.
Good.
Which is what a 23-year-old should be doing.
Absolutely. No argument there,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. And
did you see the solar eclipse yesterday?
No, I did not. I heard that it was actually happening, but
yeah.
I did not see it. What time was it?
Yeah. It was at something like 2:08 until 4 something.
Why I didn't notice that. Where was I? What the hell? I was out about.
Yeah, I didn't really... Well, I don't think it was that noticeable. I watched a video of what happened, and like it's not like it gets dark or anything like that. I mean, I remember... I don't know what that kind of eclipse is called.
Right.
Is that just an eclipse?
There's lunar eclipse, and there's solar eclipse.
Where the sun and the moon... It literally goes over. I mean,
right.
And it goes into darkness.
Right.
I don't remember what that was called, but I remember it being about... Oh, gosh, I was probably like 10, 11 years old.
Right.
And it was me and my mom, and we were at my friend's house. She lived in the middle of nowhere, but it was a perfect spot to watch this eclipse. I wish I knew the actual name of it. But watch this kind of eclipse because, I mean, it was just phenomenal.
Right.
Because it was just all, I mean, we were basically on a farm. So it was just all green grass, not many hills around, and you could just see the sky so clearly. And it was amazing.
Yeah. I know there's, I think there's several types of eclipse. I know of two. One is when the moon covers the sun. Another one is when the moon's shadow covers the sun, you know. So I don't know how that can happen, though.
I think it's a total eclipse.
Yeah.
When it goes into darkness.
Right.
I think.
Okay, yeah.
It came up with a music group when I put that in Google, so... So that doesn't really help.
So much for that, yeah. I know. Well, these are cool to watch and stuff, you know.
Yeah, definitely. But I missed it yesterday.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend's mom was flying into town, and it was around that time that she was in the air. I was like, perfect time. I was like, you have to look. And we both forgot to look. I was the one texting her about it saying, you need to look because it's going to be so good in the air.
And you forgot.
And we both forgot.
Must not be that important. In the scheme of things, the eclipse is just another thing.
Yeah. Especially when there's so many of them. I mean, couple of weeks ago, it was the one that was at 3 a.m. It was red at night, I think.
Right.
I don't know what that one was called, but that was a kind of eclipse that happened. But it was at 3 a.m. I knew a couple people that woke up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Posted a bunch of photos on Instagram. I was like... Who's awake at 3 o'clock to look at these?
Yeah, people are crazy.
But she woke up
that
and
they do.
Yeah, to watch it.
Yeah. Oh well. So Well, in a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in who's a new host on the station, and he's got some things to tell us. We we're following the Ebola thing. And I guess that nurse from Texas is okay now.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you get rid of Ebola? I have no idea, but...
Yeah, I don't know either, which makes me think that, yes, this is a serious matter, but also, I mean, if someone is now free of the disease after having it...
Right.
My grandparents are supposed to go to Spain on holiday. They used to... They used to... Is that still my iPad?
Is it yours? Yeah, it's yours.
Oh, I clicked off. So it still was playing. But my grandparents used to own a place in Spain. So they would spend half the year in Spain, half the year in England. And then they sold the place and just in England now. But they're going to go back to where they used to live. See, how is it doing that when I'm not touching anything?
Well, maybe close the page.
I'm not on anything. And I just clicked off my iPad, and I'm not...
Something is open. I mean, there's got to be... How about if you turn it off completely, but then you lose all your stuff, right?
It's just going to have to go off. That's so weird. When you don't even press anything, the power of these iPads. but they're going... The whole point of the story, they're going back to Spain to see friends and where they used to be and just, you know, have a nice vacation of where they used to live. But... there was Ebola in Madrid, or there is Ebola in Madrid. And Benalmádena, it's not close to Madrid, but it's still in Spain.
Right.
So they're now contemplating, should we go? Is it worth it? I mean, if there's Ebola in Madrid, is it going to spread?
Right.
Because, I mean, Spain's not that big.
Right.
But I personally, I think they're okay, but it's still one of those situations where, I mean, we don't want to go when there's been Ebola. And I think that's how everyone's thinking.
I know, you know, but it's when it's a couple of people and stuff, it's not that bad, you know.
Right.
I mean, they just discovered a guy in New York has it, so now they're freaking out over there.
Yeah.
And
he's been, I mean, the breakdown of where he's been since he flew back from West Africa was ridiculous. He's been on 3 tubes.
Uh-huh.
He's been to 2 restaurants, and it's like, yeah, I mean, when you go on a tube... I mean, how many people are you exposed to?
Right.
But they're saying that no one's at risk, but who knows?
Yeah. I know. They still argue whether it's airborne or just bodily fluids.
If it was airborne, it would have spread like rapid, like wildfire.
Right.
I mean, so many more people would have had it if it was airborne. And the fact that, I mean, the man that died, the fiance doesn't have it. There's no way it can be airborne.
Yeah.
I just don't see how it's possible.
Huh.
But
yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know, yeah. But this is a piece of good news when people survive this, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Because a couple of people have not, and they're dead now. But I watched a movie last night, and the bad guy gave someone a drink that made him die. And he said, this is Ebola, and it's the most lethal disease known at this point.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously the movie is a work of fiction, but I'm sure that's true, what he was saying. So
that's crazy. That must have been filmed so recently.
Not necessarily. They weren't talking about it, you know. I guess Ebola was always something. Yeah. It was actually just a small part of the movie, you know, where he killed somebody.
That's crazy, because I'd never heard of Ebola until about, what was it, like 3 months ago now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I mean, there's so many deep diseases that are around that we don't know about, and I don't think anybody knows how... Well, obviously, they know how to cure Ebola.
Right.
Because they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I guess, when it gets out of control, it's harder to treat everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
Know? Wow. All right, well, I don't want to talk about the Ebola anymore, man. It's kind of scary stuff, you know?
It is. It is.
Yeah. And then you have...
I'm scared to click back on my internet.
Yeah.
Is it going to play?
Oh, wow. It's okay. Not a big deal if it plays. You just turn it off. But... yeah, so, I mean, the Ebola scare is pretty frightening. And you know, I mean, I'm getting ready to fly overseas maybe next month to see my parents, and I'm just like really freaked out about flying. You know, I don't know what has happened to me, but I just keep on thinking of the worst things. You know,
right?
And of being stuck there for 14 hours and freaking out and stuff. So I don't know. You know, maybe I'll take some Xanax or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Need some really intense sleeping pills. So I know. You just sleep the whole time.
I know, and not think about it. You know?
Yeah.
I know. It's. I wonder how many hours you can actually sleep with a good sleeping pill.
Oh, I'm definitely sure you could sleep 14. I could really? Sleep 14 hours without a sleeping
without,
pill.
Without, right? Yeah, but not on a plane, though. It's hard, you know?
Yeah.
The sleep on a plane is not the same.
You need a good blanket.
Yeah.
Because I hate when the blankets they give you, it's not big enough to cover your shoulders
I know,
and your toes.
It's terrible. And it's
so it's like
hell.
One of them's cold.
Yeah. I know. It's a good idea to bring one, but they're too bulky to put anywhere.
Exactly, yeah. And then when you bring the neck rest, the big pillow thing that goes around your neck, I mean, that's just a hassle to carry.
Right. But it's such an important thing, you know, because I never take it, and my neck just kills me.
Yeah.
When I sleep, you know.
You fall asleep all
Yeah, and you realize
crooked.
Your head is bobbing all over the place and yeah. stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, because things happen, you know. Apparently this, in Maryland, I guess a helicopter crashed into a small plane in the air. And there's a couple of survivors. I mean, how do you survive something like that?
Yikes, you know?
I know. You know, you come out with just scratches and stuff. And I think it's pretty, you know, pretty frightening to be in the air and stuff. Although I think these small planes are more likely to get into accidents than, you know.
Definitely. And you're more likely to get into a car accident.
Right.
As I'm aware.
I know.
But car you don't accidents even have to be moving.
I know. But you know what? Car accidents happen quickly, you know. With a plane, you have time to think about how you die, you know.
Yeah, I guess I'd never thought about that. Well, not necessarily. I mean, if the plane just crashes into another plane, it
yeah, be. but usually, yeah, they just fall off the sky from the sky or something, you know.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot. I mean, like I said, it's more likely that you're going to get into a car crash,
right.
And I think even get into a something happen on the water,
right.
There's more chance than in the air.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I was watching the movie Tomb Raider last night, The Cradle of Fire or something. And
is that one with Angelina Jolie?
Yeah. They made, I think, two or three of them. And she plays this British girl who's a video game character, actually. And
I've never seen them, but I know her outfit.
Yeah.
I think every girl does. It's one of those costumes.
I know. She looks cool.
Yeah.
In that outfit. But what cracks me up is the British accent that she does, you know. I mean, she does it pretty good, but you don't expect it coming from her.
Right.
You know? And it's funny how they'll take, like, British actors and make them speak like American and vice versa and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Like,
and some accents, I mean, there was one movie I watched and she was going in and out of English. Oh, it was a recent movie. It's going to bug me. It was one of the ones that was up for Best Picture and, I can't think, but she was going in, because I guess she was two different characters and she was going in and out of American and English, but it was, she was two characters in the movie, like she was in disguise or whatever.
Right.
But it was so strange. Her British accent wasn't that British, and her American accent, well, that's her original accent, so that was okay, but it was just weird. I found it very strange to watch.
Wow.
And speaking about Angelina Jolie, I watched a funny video yesterday. It was of Brad Pitt, and he did one of these, like, funny video. Well, it's supposed to be funny, like, kind of awkward questions, and he answers them, and it's all set up and staged. But one of the questions was, how was it when you first met Angelina? Was it how Rachel and Ross were when they first met in Friends? And then they played the Friends, I'll be there for you. They played that song. And his face, it was just like, wow, that's so awkward. Because obviously Jennifer Aniston is Rachel.
Right.
It was just extreme. I felt awkward watching it.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's interesting.
Because, I mean, imagine asking, well, I'm team Jennifer Aniston. I think that I don't know, falling in love on set when you're married to Jennifer Aniston, I just didn't like that. But
let me interrupt you because our guest is calling and we'll go back to Friends when we get back. Good morning. You're on the air. Is this John?
This is John. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. John Peterson calling us from, where are you today, John?
I am in Golden Valley, Arizona.
Oh, wow.
Ready to make my way to LA next week.
Oh, awesome. Wow. Cool. Now, I wanted to ask you, have you lived in Arizona for a long time?
Over 20 years.
Oh, okay. So
that's home.
Pretty much a native.
<That's> Well, I grew up in Northern California. And in a real small town, so moving to Phoenix 20 years ago was a huge change for me.
Right.
And of course, you know, coming to LA is another step up from that.
Yeah,
definitely. I'm excited. Change.
Yeah,
I'm excited about it.
Awesome. Well, we'd love to have you. We have plenty of room here for a lot of people.
So you're moving for good next week to LA?
I am moving for good next week.
Wow.
Good for you.
I had been moving, looking for a place to go. I about 2 years ago, I realized that Arizona wasn't the place for me, and started to kind of, you know, do business, travel around the country a little bit, looking for a place to go. And I was out on in LA for a business / pleasure trip, and I was standing on the street corner and pressed the light to go across the crosswalk, and it hit me that this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, so, LA will do that to you, man. There's everything here, you know. You never go wanting for anything here in LA, you know.
Well, I on that trip, I spent some time walking down Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah,
and the tourist and yes, there you just never know what you're going to find. That's for sure.
Yeah. Definitely.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, do you have a family that you're bringing with you?
I do not.
Okay, so it's easier to move around when you don't have to worry about other people and stuff.
So yeah, it is, and it's. I started when I was 18. I joined the military and right after that moved to Europe. And So since then, with my other business activities, I've been very, very blessed to travel around the world. So moving around is not a new experience for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you travel quite a bit. What is it that you do, John, that makes you travel quite a bit?
Well, for the last 20 years, golf course architect.
Oh, wow.
And that was really kind of one of the reasons that I moved to Phoenix. We, with a company that I worked for, we probably did, you know, 15 projects in the Phoenix area in the mid-90s. And, you know, with the crash of the markets in 2008, I've had to move into some other type businesses in development and, you know, gold mines and casinos and other types of things. And I've also ventured into some charity work. We're working with several ministries. I read a book, it's been in 2011 now, end of 2011, that really kind of changed my life. It's called A Hole in Our Gospel. It's written by Richard Stearns. And it was how to create sustainable charity. And so that was kind of, how do you marriage business with faith-based ministries? I mean, that's really a problem that the people that want to do faith-based service type work, they're always having to raise money.
Yeah.
And so I've been working with some major ministries on how do we structure things that they have an endowment, if you will, so that they always don't have to go to their congregation every time they want to do some missionary work or do something.
That's true. Have you been, are you pretty religious now because of this, or are you more like a secular?
I've always been a believer, but in 2011 my faith kind of went to another level, and that's really I appreciate you asking that question, Sam, because that's really kind of the the onus for the show is we want to instill Christian value somewhat in business, and that's been that's kind of an oxymoron in some regards, because you know people, you know, it's a famous from the Jerry Maguire quote: "It's not friends, it's not show friends, it's show business."
Yeah,
and we want to create a different environment in doing that, and you see that today in the political world, and I tell you what, it may sound surprising, but the ministry business is every bit as competitive and cutthroat, if you will, as secular business.
That's very interesting, yeah. You know. So, you mentioned the show, and I wanted to let everybody know you're going to be starting your own radio show here on LA Talk Radio next week, and it's going to be on 3 times a week. What is the name of the show going to be, John?
Radio That You Can't Make Up.
Radio That You Can't Make Up. I love that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's different.
Well, it kind of dovetails with what I just said.
Yeah.
Number one, I want to tell, you know, people, there's lots of great stories out there, and you see the news and everything, that it's always bad stuff and all the problems and everything. There's miracles out there that happen every single day, and nobody knows about them. So we want to bring some of those things to light, but also look at some of the political and current events. I was talking with a guy just 2 days ago, and all the aid that we give to foreign countries has not been audited in over 50 years. We give away trillions of dollars to countries, and we have no idea where it goes.
Really? Wow, that's pretty interesting.
You can't make that up. I mean, yeah. I know that sounds funny, but you couldn't make that up.
Yeah.
I mean, how is that possible?
Right. Well, it sounds pretty cool. Go on.
A regular guest that I'm going to have on the show is a fairly regular guest, is former Senator Larry Craig, and he said something to me, because in dealing in regular business and politics, those two things really don't jive.
Yeah, different interests.
He said something to me that, number one, I never expected a former sitting senator to say to me, and number two, no one's ever said to me. We were talking about how long it should take something to happen. We were working on a political/business deal, and he was telling me that it should take 2 years, and I was telling him it should take 90 days. And he asked me, it was 9:30 in the morning, and he said, "John, have you been smoking pot?" And at first I was stunned, and then I had to laugh, because, right, number one, like I said, no one's ever said that to me, but let alone a former senator. But that also let me know that I was going in the right direction. because sometimes I wonder if those guys haven't been smoking pot with some of the things that they do.
They probably do, man.
What made you want to start a radio show, like start your own show here?
Again, that's one of those, you can't make this up. I was, I was in Hollywood with an actress, Shasta Jones, who, this is my my entertainment segment for the day. She is going to win an Oscar one day. You can write that down. So I said it first here. And she was doing a webisode. And I have a friend who was the former CEO of Allied Media, one of the largest television and sales and radio sales companies in the country. And so I called him about the copyrights and how to protect that. And we had been doing some consulting and some business work together. And, you know, he started telling me about the radio industry. And he said, "You know, John, that's something that you should do." And my first guest is going to be Tom Carter. He's a real close author friend of mine. And we have what we call the summit every Wednesday. And He told me one day, because he had hosted a radio show, a talk radio show in the 70s, he said, "Peterson, we should put this on the radio one of these days." Yeah. And so with that trip and those scenario, I found you guys.
That's great, you know,
two months ago now, and here we are.
Yeah, well, we're definitely looking forward to hearing about this stuff. It sounds like you have a lot of stories and
definitely,
and things like that, and a lot of experience with life. So I think it would be pretty interesting. So if you guys want to catch John Peterson's new show, it's going to be on, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 1 o'clock. And there's going to be a lot of, different topics, different guests, and so forth. So I'm excited for you, John. I know that you wanted to do this. And you know, this is the perfect place for you.
Well, I feel like it is, Sam, and I really appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to do this. I guarantee I'll do my best.
Sounds good. Awesome. Now, do you want people to find you? Do you have any social media things, or you just want to wait till they listen to you on the radio?
Well, I'm gonna spend the first part of next week setting all that up, and then we'll have everything going by the time we hit the air on Tuesday.
Sounds good. Okay, so everybody, just check out our website for John's upcoming show, and should be entertaining and interesting. John, I want to wish you a lot of luck moving to L.A. I know it's not a small move to move from a smaller. So you're like near Phoenix?
Actually, up towards Las Vegas. It's closer to Las Vegas than Phoenix.
Okay. So is it like a smaller place, small town?
Yes. Golden Valley, Arizona. Real small town.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's going to be quite a change for you.
Yeah. And to the big city of LA.
I miss the city. I really do. You know, just the buzz and the sporting events and all the things that there is to do. You know, I needed this time. I spent, I felt like the last 3 years preparing and reading, and people would give me books. You need to read this. And I didn't honestly know what it was for. And once I decided to make this move and do this, then all that stuff, it kind of made sense.
Yeah.
And so,
it does.
I hope I'm prepared.
Yeah. Well, you will be eventually. even if not on the first day.
I got to polish up a little bit before Tuesday, but yeah. I think I'm ready.
You'll be fine, John. All right. Well, John Peterson, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good luck with the packing.
Yes.
All right.
And
I always put that off until the last minute. So.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's not easy moving to another town. So, all the best to you, and I hope it's not hard for you to do. All right, John.
It'll be smooth. I look forward to seeing you all on Monday.
Sounds good. Take care, John, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, people have all kinds of stories, you know.
It's very interesting,
you know, where people end up and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah. So going back to your friends thing, you were just saying that it was like similar to how Rachel met?
Well, no, it was just awkward that the host compared Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, or asked if it was the same as when Ross and Rachel, his ex-wife,
right,
on a TV show met the character. So,
it was funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have any plans for the weekend?
I don't, actually.
Yeah.
I don't.
Neither, really.
I don't know. I mean, I like to go somewhere. There's a lot of places I want to go. It's just that for a couple of days, that's not enough, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go, you want to go for a while.
Do you have any Halloween plans?
No. Wasn't invited to any parties. I was invited to a pre-Halloween party, but, you know, so maybe I'll go to that one.
Yeah. Do you have any costume ideas?
No. You know, I'm not into costumes at all.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember.
That's why I don't go to Halloween parties. But no, I mean, you know, if I get invited, I'll go. I'll figure out something to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to go like all out and stuff. You know, you can just put a little strange outfit on or something with some makeup or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I was younger, though, my first wife, she talked me into dressing up like a woman for a party, right? Fishnet stockings and a mini dress and a wig. And
wow,
all
I'm impressed she was able to talk you into that.
I know. Can you believe it? I can't believe I did that. I don't want to see the pictures, man. they're around somewhere. I don't know where they are. But, yeah, I mean, I took it. You know, I mean, I enjoyed it more when I was younger, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really a holiday for adults, but what do I know, right? People enjoy it.
I haven't dressed up. I mean, I think I went to one. We usually had a competition the day of or the day after Halloween to conveniently make sure that the swimmers didn't go out. Mm-hmm. But I think the one time I went to a Halloween costume party, I think I was Minnie Mouse. It's like so typical. I read an article online that was like the most overrated outfits that just you shouldn't dress up at. It was like a cat, Minnie Mouse, like all the typical ones that a nurse, that girls do, like, especially in college. I mean, I think that, I mean, it's an opportunity for people to dress like sluts.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's true.
So I
like I did with my woman's outfit.
Yeah, and when I dress, I mean, I'm just the total opposite. When I dressed up as Minnie Mouse, it was like the worst Minnie Mouse ever.
Really?
I had like tights, black tights on, like red shorts, a black top. It was just terrible. It was like absolutely terrible. And then mouse ears. That was the only thing. I was the worst Minnie Mouse.
Oh, well, you have a chance to redeem yourself now.
Yeah, I guess so.
In future Halloween, yeah. Wow. So, yeah, a lot going on. I guess we really need to know this, but Queen Elizabeth joined social media. She made her first tweet yesterday from a museum.
See, I just don't see her tweeting. It's definitely not her. It's totally her publicist or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But she's saying, no, but they're saying they confirmed. They sent a second tweet that's saying that the first one was personally sent by the Queen.
Oh.
Yeah, they're showing a picture of her in the museum, and she's actually using like a tablet or something with her fingers. So maybe that's
That's
how she did this. But yeah, the next thing you know, she'll be taking selfies and stuff, you know. But she has lasted a long time, you know. I mean, she's been the queen at least throughout my lifetime.
Right. Yeah.
I remember her. And she's, I wonder how long she's been. You know, she already has more than 700,000 followers.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Her tweet was, "It's a pleasure to open the Information Age exhibition today at the Science Museum, and I hope people will enjoy visiting. Elizabeth R."
I think a lot of people are glad that she's lasted so long because, I mean, when Princess Diana died, Prince Charles, I mean, he wasn't the most popular person.
Right.
So I think a lot of people are glad so that he didn't become the king.
Right.
Because he's still, I mean, not as popular as when he was with Diana, because now he's married to Carmella.
Camilla.
Camilla. I was like, Carmella doesn't sound right. Camilla. So I think people are... Because, I mean, that I remember being in America when Princess Diana died.
Yeah.
We were in Florida on holiday, and my mom saw it on TV and just started crying.
Wow.
And I've never really seen my mom cry.
Really?
So when Princess Diana died, I was like, wow, this must be really serious. And I was young.
Wow.
Yeah, I was really young, but I vividly remember we were in Port Charlotte. Or so it was the place we were at had my name in it. It was something like that.
Yeah.
I remember the hotel room. I mean, it was weird.
That was 1997, if I'm not mistaken. Or 1996, 97, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was December. Wasn't it December of maybe 96 or something? But yeah, that was about it because I was in South Africa when it happened, and that was the year I was there.
Yeah. But it's strange how I vividly...
Yeah. But, you know, remember how interesting it was that he picked someone like Camilla who was not really... as attractive or as, you know, as...
It was August 31st, 97.
Yeah.
And Diana, I mean, Diana just did everything right. She did.
Right.
She helped out with organizations. And,
right, yeah. And Camilla was just not the what everybody pictured as the princess, you know.
Right.
So that was... But, you know, but I salute him for sticking to it, you know. I mean, love is love, you know. If you love somebody... You want to be with them. It doesn't matter what they look like or anything, you know. And she doesn't have, obviously, the charisma that Princess Di had. But, you know, Princess Di, when she started, she was pretty shy and into herself,
yeah,
too,
definitely.
You know. So you have to grow into the role, I think.
Right.
But, yeah, Camilla has been out of the, I don't know. Maybe she is in the public eye in England, but here I haven't heard anything about her for a while.
Yeah, I think she is in the public eye, but not to the extent that Princess Diana has.
Right.
One of my favorite songs is the song that Elton John wrote for Princess Diana for the funeral, Candle in the Wind.
Yeah, well, he didn't write that for that, I have to tell you.
Oh.
Yeah, that's an old song that he had, but he dedicated it to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think the one he wrote for her is... The Way You Look Tonight, you know?
That's a real bummer that he didn't write that for her.
Yeah. No, he wrote that for Marilyn Monroe. If you if you noticed in the lyrics, he says Maryland.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And also, what was her real name? Something Jane. I don't remember right now.
I don't know.
But yeah, so he wrote that for Marilyn Monroe, but it was but he dedicated it to Princess Di and stuff,
yeah.
You know. But I think the way you look tonight is definitely for Princess Di.
I'll have to listen to that one because yeah. I mean, The Candle in the Wind has always been one of my favorite yeah. songs, and now I've been
I know,
deceived.
I shattered.
It's always the worst thing when you feel like you've been deceived by something because you find out that's not really true.
Right.
It's like, oh.
Well, it happens to me too, you know, because sometimes I look back and I go, oh, this was invented in this and that year. But no, that's the year I discovered it, you know.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't mean that it hasn't been around for much longer than that. And yeah, like, you know, when I discovered computers and things like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
They've been around for a while, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. You know, that talking about computers, I guess Christian Bale is going to play Steve Jobs in a movie. And that's after Ashton Kutcher played him in the movie Jobs. So, yeah, and that's what we're talking about, British actors. Or he's Australian, right? I think he's Australian.
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, and he's going to do the Steve Jobs role. So, obviously, he's going to have to work on his accent, which is not terrible. I mean, he's done quite a few American movies.
Yeah.
Right? There was American... what was the recent one? American something? And then there was... Batman, of course, and where he's speaking American English.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, so he's going to be on. He's a pretty cool guy. You know, he's a pretty cool guy.
You know, I can now. I was going to say I can't put a name to a face, but now I've seen his face, so
yeah.
I know.
Oh, you didn't know who Christian Bale was?
I do, but not... I wouldn't be able to be like, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Like Hugh Grant or, yeah. I don't know. You know, but right. Christian Bale, I haven't. Because I haven't really watched you said he's Spider-Man?
No, Batman.
Batman. Actually. I haven't really watched those movies.
Right.
Even.
But he was in that movie, American what? I mean, what the hell is the name of that movie? Recently, you
American
know.
American Hustle?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, he was in that one. Yeah. So, yeah, that was the movie I left in the middle because it was so damn boring.
Is that the one
me.
With Jennifer Lawrence?
No. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, I think that's the one that I was talking about where she switches accents.
Oh, okay.
Because
maybe.
When she's the... I found that movie weird, too. I only recently watched it. It was a very strange movie.
Right, yeah. It did open funny with the hair scene. Remember
and
him
she's a different person. She pretends that she's American.
Oh, okay.
Remember when
See, I never got to that point.
And her accent just goes in and out. It's very weird.
Wow,
yeah, that was a weird movie.
Did she have to do an accent on Hunger Games or something?
No.
No?
No.
That's unusual because all these utopian movies, dystopian movies and stuff, you know, it's like they have to be British accent.
Right.
You know, I don't get it. You know?
Because apparently you sound smarter.
Exactly. You know?
What the Americans
Yeah,
think.
Or like at least foreign to Americans, yeah. You know? That's why sometimes, you know, like in a movie, the Russian characters will speak in British English,
yeah.
You know, and then the Americans speak in American English. So it's sort of like to distinguish, you know.
Yeah.
But when you look at a movie like Star Wars and stuff, you know, it's like all the mythic characters speak in English.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why they have to do that, but they do, I guess, to just distinguish between.
Something different.
Yeah, between the languages.
I guess the first test tube penguin was born.
Really?
Are they born? I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the San Diego Zoo. And the penguin hatched at SeaWorld 12 weeks ago, but they just released the first images. It's a really cute penguin. But the fact that it's, I mean, artificially inseminated...
Really? That's
penguin.
Pretty interesting. That's,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a megalonic penguin.
Oh, okay. Why do we need more penguins in and artificially inseminate them. I mean, is that important?
I guess it's to research.
Yeah,
it's for research purposes, to research the species. But it's a pretty cute penguin.
Yeah. Well, penguins are cute, even if they're artificially inseminated.
See, I went to the San Diego Zoo at the wrong time, because if we'd have gone a month later, we would have seen the artificially inseminated penguin.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, Renee Zellweger, at this point, I feel sorry for her. Everybody's attacking her.
Yeah.
And the question is, you know, why are people like so adamant about this? When they're saying, you know, all the, her male on-screen colleagues have changed and nobody says anything. But you know what? The thing is, people change, but not necessarily with surgery and stuff, you know. Although, like, you know, I'm thinking of a couple people that really changed the way they look. And one comes to mind is Mickey Rourke. I don't know if you know him, but he used to be, he looks totally different from what he used to be. Totally different. And, I mean, this guy's like a boxer and stuff, you know, so you would think just the boxing would change his face a little bit, you know, but...
Yeah,
but he looks all beat up and everything. But, you know, the issue with Renee Zellweger, obviously, is not so much that she didn't like the way she looked, but she's probably having a problem with aging, you know. Mm-hmm. And I can understand that. I mean, a lot of people are having a problem with aging, and me included, and... So people try to do things, you know, to slow it down. But I think that's what makes it weird, you know, because you're really like, you're showing people you can't really deal with life, you know. It's like you want to take shortcuts.
Yeah, she'd said, my friends say I look peaceful and I'm healthy.
Right.
For a long time, I wasn't doing such a good job with that. I took on a schedule that was realistically, that was not realistically sustainable and didn't allow for taking care of myself.
Right.
I think the problem that fans have is that, I mean, they like... They don't like change. People don't like change when of their favorite actors or actresses. They see it as somebody like... Because they feel that they know them. And with social media and Instagram and everything, you
but
feel
what about
like
the people
know somebody.
Who's, who are not like big fans of her? You know, I mean, I'm not like a fan, but, you know, but I felt kind of like, what is she doing, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's because... I don't know. I think maybe because it shows a little bit of dishonesty, you know? Or... weakness of character or something, not being able to accept who you are. Maybe people are opposed to that, you know. People get vocal about these things.
But I think a lot more people would get plastic surgery if they could afford it.
Right. That's probably true.
You know, so I think a lot of it is probably jealousy.
Yeah.
On women's parts. I mean, I think she looks great and she's happy, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, she's still going to get the parts.
Right.
And, you know... No publicity is bad publicity.
Right.
She's in the media, you know. She's staying relevant. She probably likes it.
Right.
And the fact that now she's... And right when she's getting ready to maybe do another Bridget Jones's Diary or whatever next movie will be. So it's keeping her in the limelight.
Yeah. I don't know if she's qualified to do another one of those movies because... the character is pretty young in the movie, right? I mean, she's
Well, I'm guessing it would be a development.
Right.
I'm guessing they would have to do that because all the characters are...
Yeah, that she's gotten old and it's older. And, Yeah. Bridget Jones' Diary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, I liked the first one. There were two of them, right? I didn't see the second one.
I don't think I did either. When there's good movies, I just don't think you should make a second one because it's always a disaster.
Yeah.
They're never as good. The only things like when it's Harry Potter and those that are sequels and the Hunger Games that are books.
Right.
That have a trilogy. But when it's like Cars 2 and random
unrelated
movies.
Stories.
That, it's just like, just stop. Just stop being greedy. You got your first movie. You made a lot of money. Everyone enjoyed it. Think of a different plot, a different story.
Right. But that's the thing is sometimes sequels do better than the original. And the studios want to capture the money as much as they can.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, because that's, you know, with a popular movie, that's a pretty easy call.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Rather than making a new movie that they don't know if it will do well.
And, you know, some sequels do better than others. Like Spider-Man, I think the sequels maybe did better than the original. There are some, you know. I don't know with the Godfather, there was like two sequels. So I'm not sure. But I know sometimes the sequels... are as good or better than the first one.
Yeah.
But generally, I don't think that's the case.
Right.
You know, because the story doesn't come like naturally. You know, it's like you already know what the story is. Mm-hmm. Just like with The Matrix, you know. I love the first one. It's my all-time favorite movie. But the two sequels, I can't stand them, you know. They're just like, you know, and you waited for the sequels a long time. But by then, you already know the premise. It's not surprising anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so they just kind of try to make it work. But, so, you know, Britney Spears appears in Vegas now. She's got her own show.
Yeah.
It's called Piece of Me.
And she's making good money.
She's making good money. I guess she just signed on to earn $30 million for 2 years.
And she's upstaging J-Lo.
Really?
Who is also doing...
the Vegas show?
I don't know if she's doing just... Yeah, I think it's just for a certain amount of time. And... J-Lo did sign to make more than Britney, but because Britney's doing so well, they raised it. They raised.
They give her a raise.
Yeah. Wow. So now Britney is upstaging J-Lo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. I mean, can you imagine living with that kind of money?
It's crazy, especially because Britney is kind of out of prime now.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
and
true.
She's with everything she's gone through, but she's still $30 million for 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow,
that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, I mean, that just shows how much she's bringing to the hotel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And she's earning $1 million a week. Oh, man.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. We're playing with poop here, man. What the fuck? I mean, at least once in a lifetime, I'd like to know what it feels like to live like that.
Hey, we need to buy lottery tickets.
Yeah, that's right. Buy the book of our.
We know that it works. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's true, huh?
I still haven't bought my scratch cards, but I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
My 10 scratch cards, all in a row.
So I guess the TLC, the Learning Channel, is canceling Honey Boo Boo. What are we going to do? What the hell are we going to do? I mean, it's the stupidest name I've ever heard. I don't know why they would give her a show. But people like train wrecks, you know?
And she doesn't care now. She's made her money.
Yeah,
huh? Probably made it good. I mean, that show for a while was... I mean, yeah, people were making fun of it, but it was still...
It was popular?
Getting the attention. Yeah.
Really?
I've never watched it, but it was... Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot more popular than you would think.
I know. That's crazy, huh?
Right?
Yeah. But they're saying they're canceling this because the mother, I guess, is reportedly dating a sex offender. So she's denying it and everything, on Facebook and saying that's not true. But, yeah, come on. I mean, this is a pathetic reason to have a show, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what was special about her? Was she, like, discovered on YouTube or something?
I don't know. I really don't know what she did. But I'm guessing, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. What did she do? Was she just funny or... I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Yeah, I just think that they're, like, really dorky and, you know. Where do they live? I mean, they seem like they're, like, from the South or something. Or, I don't know, somewhere in the Midwest, maybe.
Oh, she was one of the stars on Toddlers and Tiaras.
Okay. So they put her through like a pageant or something.
Yeah, so first she was on that.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I mean, the series has been... 2 seasons, 38 episodes.
Wow.
So, geez, that family's made some money.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, Elena Thompson is a real name.
Yeah.
She was one of Tiara's breakout stars.
Hmm.
So they're saying Honey Boo Boo was launched to follow the spunky kid and the family at their Georgia home, you see. They are from the South. Not to say that, you know, they're not great people in the South. I mean, I think it's great. I mean, you lived there. You lived in Florida and stuff. You've seen people. But sometimes you just get those rednecks, man.
Right.
You know, and that's what they look like.
But people find, and especially, like, people in California and in different states, they find it interesting because they've never seen people like
right.
that. They don't know what a redneck is. And
right.
They act and talk their accents. And
that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. go out there, have a great weekend, make the best of it, because today will never come back again.
Wow, look at that inspirational quote at the end of the show. I like that.
All right, cool. Well, on that note, we're going to say goodbye for this week. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
And thanks, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.